Public Effect continues on WUWM. I'm Mitch Teich. Libraries are known to be a treasure trove of information, new and old. Although the role the library plays in today's society is shifting, Milwaukee Public Libraries are currently building a new physical space on the east side. Opening in November, the library's construction is at a point where the librarians could put something in the walls. The librarians of the East Library decided to put a time capsule in that space. It was placed in the walls Friday, June 20th. Harper Robeson, a circulation assistant, and Beth Gabriel, a reference assistant, joined Lake Effect's Eleanor Peterson by phone as they tell us why they chose to do a time capsule of physical items while we're living today's digitally dominant society.
Well, you know, it was something that we thought of just recently, actually. We're at a part in the construction process where if we wanted to put anything in the walls, we needed to decide pretty quickly what it was, how big it was, and what we wanted to put in there. And even though it's a digital age, we still use a ton of paper products. We use digital items like mice and MP3 players and jump drives. So we thought, hey, why not put something together that shows what library life is right now in 2014? And we're also trying to plan ahead. We're going to have 4 new libraries being built in the next couple years, and we'll put one in every one of our new buildings.
Wow. What is the time frame for them to open up the time capsule in the future? Are you hoping for 50 years, 100 years, 10 years?
Well, we really hope that the time capsule will just hang out in the building until the building is no longer a library, which we hope it will be for a very, very long time, maybe 100 years, maybe 200.
Yes.
And then when they're tearing it down, they can look at what's in there.
Right, because there's really that big debate right now about the place that the institution of a library has within today's society and future society. Is it going to become a glorified computer lab? Or are they just going to become abandoned buildings? You know, so I think it's a really interesting debate. But for whenever this time capsule is going to be opened up, what are they going to find?
Well, you know, I really did some research on this because we moved out of our old building and we had a lot of really cool, funky stuff that we got rid of and sold to get ready to move. And I was like, oh, we lost all that stuff. But really what you want your time capsule to be is a snapshot of life that is going on right now. So we really just talked to the group, and then I picked a bunch of stuff that we use every day, you know, from our code of conduct to the Dewey Decimal System, you know, bookmark where we find books now, because who knows, in 100 years, are we going to be using Dewey? Or is it all going to be icons? I don't know.
True. And then I heard that Harper had put something rather interesting in his in the time capsule for his contribution.
Yeah, I was asked if I had any ideas on what we should put in the time capsule, and jokingly, I suggested we put 50 Shades of Grey in, and it actually made it in. you know, just in case it doesn't become a cornerstone of modern American literature. The future will be able to have that.
Yes, a true representation of our society.
Oh, yeah.
Well, and, you know, subject of many, many library jokes.
Oh, yeah.
Little library humor for everyone out there.
So do you think that the people who will open this up and maybe 50 to 100 years are going to know what the items are in the time capsule? What are your thoughts on that?
I really tried. When I was researching time capsules, I learned that you always need to put an inventory list within the time capsule to kind of explain what everything is. So we did do that. So I hope my explanations will, you know, kind of help them. Will they be able to actually look at the photos that we have on the jump drive? I don't know. Maybe the technology will be gone, but it'll tell them that that's what's on there. We did put a real photograph of our staff at the time of the closing of the old library, so at least they'll get to see that. And it is in an interior wall of the library, so it shouldn't get too damaged by any sort of water or harsh Wisconsin winters.
Good. So you're keeping up with the librarian preservation ethics and ideals there.
Exactly. And then through my research, we also discovered there's an international time capsule society located in Georgia at Oglethorpe University, and we're going to register our time capsule with their society. Then we'll make sure that not just the library knows about it, but the whole world, technically. So if anyone wants to come find it in a couple hundred years, they'll know where to look.
Is there going to be a kind of a plaque or some designation that says that the time capsule is within this wall right here?
Yeah, we're going to do something. It's located when you're going to walk into the new entrance of the library, which is on Kramer Street. It'll be directly inside the building to the left, and we'll put some sort of plaque on the wall. We haven't really decided what that'll look like yet.
It'll be right near the checkout desk.
And what was the container you decided to use for the time capsule?
Well, I went to a hardware store, and I wasn't really sure. I was given, you know, it had to be kind of small because it had to fit between the two different layers of drywall. And my choice was either a shoebox-sized Tupperware container or the empty paint can. And I went with the paint can because it looked more time capsule-y to me, silver, and you could pound the lid on pretty tightly and get a good seal on there. So that really also determined what we could fit inside.
As librarians, how has the adjustment been for you running a library out of a temporary, much smaller location than the library that you were once at and the library you're going to be going into? I mean, you're kind of in cramped quarters in a way.
Yeah, you know, we were a little worried about the size of the temporary library, but, you know, the architects did an amazing job piecing this place together and designing it to really be a great tiny little collection of what people really want right now. And if we don't have it right here on our shelf, we can order it for you from somewhere in the county. It takes 3 days, and we'll get you whatever you want. And honestly, I kind of really love it, and there's a lot of things I'm going to miss about the tiny library, but I am excited to move into the new one as well. What about you, Harper?
Well, a lot of patrons have actually come in and told us they're going to be sad to see the temporary library go because they think it's so nice and cozy, small little spot. It's pretty quiet here, so. But it'll be a pretty interesting move from a small, quiet spot to a huge, hustle and bustle new library.
And as a reference staff, Beth, how is it with answering questions? If you don't have that one reference book there, are you finding new ways to answer the questions? Are you making do? Are you referring them to something else? Or are you hoping that they come back in 3 days once the interlibrary loan transaction happens between the libraries?
Yeah, you know, a lot of our patrons, they were concerned as well because, you know, we did have to store a lot of our collection over at Central Library. You can go visit our books on the second floor in the periodicals room. I think one of the collections that people miss the most is our music CD collection, which is also at Central Library, and we'll be getting it back when we move into the new library. There was a few, you know, disappointed people, but overall, people have been very understanding, and we're a big hold pickup location. We always have been. People are very well versed at using our catalog and putting what they want on hold. So really hasn't been too bad. We have so many great digital resources now that I really myself haven't had a problem answering most questions. And Central Library is always just a phone call away.
Give us an update on how the East Library is coming along and when is the tentative grand opening?
Well, we are very excited. We are now able to tell people that the end of November is going to be, this year is when we'll be opening at the new library. So that's, what, 5 months?
Yeah.
Can't even believe it. We just had our one-year anniversary here at Tempe East, and it feels like yesterday we were moving in and doing the closing party. And then yesterday we had our opening day planning committee party happens. We had a big meeting. Yeah, and then we're starting to get the collection ready, starting to think about what we want to add to the collection, what kind of materials we'll have, and all sorts of good stuff. So it's sooner than we know it. And we just noticed the sign on our new building went up 2 days ago.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that'll be nice.
Really cool big carved sign. So they should check it out.
Great. And one of the neat features that I like about the library is that there will be apartments above the library, and it's just perfect for that avid reader.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. And then they can come on, get their movies, and go home and watch them.
Exactly. We can find out more information and progress updates through the East Library blog, correct?
Yeah. The plan is for all of our branch libraries to start blogging in the future. We are one of the first just because of the project, and we do update it all the time, so you should check it out. And then there's a really good photo album on Facebook as well. You can keep track of the progress.
Terrific. And we'll be seeing pictures of the staff, like Harper and you, Beth?
Yeah, staff in the building.
So many pictures.
Harper the Time Master.
There you go.
And then you can find that at www.mpl.org.
Wonderful. Harper and Beth, thank you so much for being on Lake Effect and telling us about the time capsule and the new updates with the East Library. We look forward to November.
We do too.
Yeah. Thanks.
Harper Robeson and Beth Gabriel work at Milwaukee Public Library's East Library and play big roles in the time capsule that was recently placed in the new library's walls. The new East Library is scheduled to open in November of this year. They spoke with Lake Effect's Eleanor Peterson. Next up, some in-studio music from one of the bands that helped get Summerfest underway last week. We'll hear a live acoustic track from The Trues when Lake Effect returns on Milwaukee Public Radio.